This is the first year that the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area has been where young cranes are taught to follow ultralight aircraft. The Marsh in Marquette and Green Lake counties replaced the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge as scientists look for possible better breeding areas for older cranes. This week, four young cranes followed planes out of White River. Six other birds were reluctant to leave, so were placed in crates and driven to the first stopover location just 4 miles away. Joe Duff is CEO of Operation Migration and an ultralight pilot. He says it's common for some birds to turn back the first day, and he says White River was a good training site.
We've had huge cooperation from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The problem, of course, is we had to build a whole new site. It took a while, but that was the only real difficulty, and now it's established, so we're pleased with the facilities.
The ultralight-led migration typically takes a month or two to get all the birds to a refuge in Florida. For the second year, a camera is on one of the planes, and people can watch the birds fly on the Operation Migration website. Eight other young cranes are being taught to fly behind adult cranes at another new site for the whooping crane experiment, the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.